Hello, this is Damian Galena Jr. with Bendy Computers here. Today we're going to talk about multi-core processing in modern computing and its historical roots dating back all the way to 1962. So we need to start off with a few definitions first and some conceptual stuff, and then we'll get down to how it applies to modern day computing. So a pipelined computer is a parallel computer where multi-instruction streams and converge to a single data stream. Basically, in a computer that has multiple cores, there's four different processors or more usually these days, where it's on a single chip and they're all working on the same thing. So multiple instruction means that the process, like explorer.exe, is broken down into multiple chunks called an instruction. So there's a stream of multiple instructions that make up, say, explorer.exe, which is one of the main things that Windows is all about. Into a single data stream, they merge together to make your computer run. And in a multi-core processor, each functional unit, as it's called, does one task in an assembly line, and that's all combined into that single data stream. So separately partial completed instructions are done all at the same time to speed up that one process. So instead of one processor doing the whole thing itself, it's part and parceled out, and different parts of the same process are then merged together. So that first occurred with International Business Machines' IBM Stretch computer in 1962. And it was originally intended for supercomputing applications, but it's now evolved into something as old and ancient as the Core 2 Duo from the mid-2000s. Where now we have the Intel I series of processors. The Core series has long been gone, but we've got our i3s, i5s, i7s, even now the i9s, where we're talking, you know, an astronomical amount of performance that costs more than a car in a chip that you put in a home computer. So really, we've come leaps and bounds, and it all goes back to technology made in the 1960s to speed up the execution of basic mathematics, or at least basics to a high school student of this day and age. If you thought this MP3 was instructional, go ahead and like, share it, comment, whatever you gotta do, and patronize the store one day. Thanks, and have a nice day.